Righteousness. Righteousness, as defined by Google, says the quality of being morally right or justifiable. Boy, doesn't that sentence make you think that the internet trolls and television personalities would love righteousness? What's interesting is the word that we use, righteousness, is actually a translation of the Greek word dikaiosune, which actually has two meanings. Two meanings that we often gloss over when we translate it into English. It means righteousness and it means justice. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice. That sounds different to me. Does that call up different images in your head? Do you see or understand a little bit differently? What's fascinating is that often the Beatitudes in the lectionary are paired with Micah 6:8. As some of you may have been able to recognize, our call to worship incorporated Micah 6:8 with the Beatitudes. I do not think it's a coincidence that they lined up. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, along with what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and walk humbly with God. It's fascinating also to look back at the Hebrew, because the Old Testament and also too the people of Jesus' time were understanding their faith through the language of Hebrew. Is to look at the word tzaddika. This is where we believe the Greek word comes from. The practice of doing what is morally right and enacting works of charity. This is an action word, not a state of being word. Greek pacifies what Hebrew makes us actually live and do. I can't help but look at the Greek and Hebrew and think that our English translations have actually done us a disservice in understanding this verse. Hungering and thirsting for righteousness and justice is deeper when you think of it as something to live and to do. What's interesting, too, is that actually the verse doesn't say, blessed are those who are just and righteous. It actually says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice and righteousness. Blessed are those who are actually lacking justice and righteousness. If we think about hunger and thirst, somebody who is hungry is desiring to be filled. They want food. Somebody who is thirsty is in fact lacking water and is desiring to have water. What is Jesus trying to say here? As Jesus has done many times with the Beatitudes and many times with his parables and many times with so many things that he said, is that Jesus is trying to flip our conceptions on our head. And to give us a new way of looking at things. If you are lacking justice, if you are lacking that within yourself and are actually desiring and seeking it, you are in fact blessed. That is counter to how we look at our culture. We don't look at the people who lack resources, who lack justice within their lives, who lack things as being blessed. As Sarah, our preacher, 2 weeks ago talked about the hashtag blessed, talks more about the things that we have in our lives and not the lack of things in our lives. This is hard for me to wrestle with. As a person of privilege, somebody, I am a white, straight man. I have been handed things to me by no merit of my own, and have been led to believe that I live a blessed life. And here is Jesus saying that I am not the one who's blessed. And that rocks me. That makes me just have a pit in my stomach. How do I recognize that? How do I see that? How do I acknowledge that what Jesus is saying is a blessing is something I have been taught is the opposite? Maybe it's a chance for me to do some learning. In the past couple of weeks, I have had the luck and joy to be a part of a couple of events that have had me look at things differently. 2 weeks ago, our youth were involved in Clackamas County's homeless count. For those that don't know, the homeless count is something that our governmental agencies do every 2 years. They call it a point-in-time homeless count. It's very similar, kind of like the idea of a census, but it's specifically about doing connections with homeless people and doing surveys and finding out how many people actually are experiencing homelessness in a specific time. So on Tuesday, the 22nd, volunteers scattered across 100 different sites throughout the Clackamas County area, places that we would think had a high likelihood of interacting with people experiencing homelessness, and talked to people and got their situations and found out what's going on. It was humbling. It was humbling to hear a story from a man who had just experienced homelessness in the past few months because his mother, who he was caretaking for, died. And the house, which they were renting, he no longer had the income to rent. To hear these situations from people. And then to, in turn, that same week, or actually, sorry, this past week, to have connected with members of this church and members of other churches around housing justice within our city. And a first big goal or desire within that group is to actually hear the stories surrounding housing. To be listeners. To be in conversation. So maybe what Jesus is calling me to do in this instance is to seek out relationships with people who are hungering and thirsting for justice in their lives. And to listen. To connect. To engage. Maybe if I, as a person of privilege, can step into a sphere of uncomfortableness to hear and listen to stories for people who are truly struggling and want their lives to be better, maybe that's where Jesus wants me to be. And so I know there may be some of you or some of us in this group who do understand hungering and thirsting for justice in our lives, who have a deep desire to see things better for themselves. And there may be some who are like me and struggling with understanding that reality. So maybe we can together step out to listen, to hear, and to engage. Where can we in our lives choose to make a new road, a new connection, hear a new story? Maybe then we can understand better together what it means to hunger and thirst for justice in all of us. Amen.